This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
So, looks like they had the votes, at least in the Senate, she just heard on Lee's News, to remove State Treasurer Curtis Loftus. Now it goes to the State House. See if they can get rid of him. I just got a question here. The actual folks who handle accounting for the state are gone, right? Now they're going after Loftus. Very self. By the way, a lot of this is because he is a conservative Republican and they are Democrats who run as Republicans. It's literally that simple. And they simply want to control the purse strings. Columbia got exponentially more liberal in the last election because Donald Trump endorsed, and I'm not going to lie to you about this, endorsed a slate of liberals running as Republicans in order to help defeat the conservatives. There aren't a lot of conservatives left up there. It was an absolute bloodbath for conservatives. I don't know why Trump felt like he had to do endorsements in state elections. My theory is he got a big donation from the state party somewhere and in turn just endorsed a slate without knowing what he was doing. In the last election, a lot of folks were saying to me, why don't you advocate for this candidate? Have this candidate on. Try to help him. Why? His opponent was endorsed by Trump. His opponent's a bad dude. I can't stop it. Once they're endorsed by Trump, I'll just throw my hands in the air. We have a state legislature right now that is more liberal than it has ever been. To understand how liberal it was before that, as state GOP leaders fight to gut any conservative wing of the party. And succeeded finally with Trump's help, unfortunately. I don't even know if he, I bet you he didn't even know who he was endorsing. I think he just did a whole slate. There's no way he had time to check them out and figure them out. There's no way. I think somebody put it in front of him and he just endorsed. It's a disaster. And this is why you're seeing what you're seeing. This is why they're up there in Columbia trying to figure out how to get themselves a 10% increase in budget spending in a single year. This is why they're floating tax increases, marketed as tax decreases. Tax increases that will absolutely wallop the middle class and lower middle class of the state. They're liberal. They're liberals. I mean, they're running as Republicans. So I would just ask this question. If Curtis Loftus is responsible for the $1.8 billion error, which he's not, it was an accounting error. The two people who were responsible for it were removed, right? If he ultimately, as they ordered, you know, as they argued yesterday, if he's ultimately responsible, then isn't the governor ultimately responsible? It's where the buck stops. Shouldn't he have caught it? Why is this not the governor's fault? Because the governor is a liberal in good standing. He's part of the right clique. He's part of the right group. That's why. It's stunning to me that nobody's even asking that question. Ultimately, of course, the governor's responsible. Probably more responsible than Loftus. Yet look at who's trying to take Loftus out, Senator Larry Grooms. Honestly, if we were in another state, he'd be a Democrat. You just can't win as a Democrat here. And so all of these people, high on their Trump endorsements, undefeatable, are brooming the final conservatives out of state government. One of the things that they cannot stand is that they all get political contributions from these big funds. Why? So they'll turn around and lobby Loftus to stop cutting off people like BlackRock. Well, Loftus is cutting off their gravy train. This is what this is about. But it doesn't matter. And what this vote shows you, are you talking about 33-8? You know what that means? In the Senate, there are 8 uncorrupt people left. That's it. 10-hour hearing. State Senate voted 33-8 in favor of recommending State Treasurer Curtis Loftus be removed from office. He is standing firmly in the way of their gravy train. So the measure now moves to the South Carolina House, where another 2/3 vote is needed to remove Loftus. We'll see what happens. I hope he survives. I do. And I want to see the governor, if this is the standard we're going to use, haul him in and put him through a 10-hour trial. And they're not gonna, because he's one of them. So it's cool. To be clear, Loftus said there was no mysterious bank account, no missing or stolen money. All funds managed by my officer accounted for and reconciled to the bank. South Carolinians can rest assured that their money is safe and secure. We had not one, but 2 outside auditing firms who confirmed this was an accounting entry that impacted the Comptroller General's annual financial reports, not the actual bank balances of the state. So what are they saying about Loftus? Well, yes, there were basically 2 other officials who have resigned now, Comptroller General, who were in charge here, but Loftus should have caught it. Okay. Governor should have caught it. Governor's staff should have caught it. It's a huge amount of money. He should resign. Oh, but the governor's a liberal, though. He lets us do what we want. He'll sign anything. You should see this guy. And that's how it is. It's where we are. And it's just, you know, a proxy. And you know what it is, too? I mean, you saw the $1.8 billion accounting error that led to the resignations of state comptroller Richard Ekstrom and state auditor George Kennedy. And they want Loftus gone. They get like, folks, these are the same people who tried to exclude the Freedom Caucus from the Republican Party because they would not agree to stop posting vote counts online. They wanted to vote like Democrats. They wanted to vote like folks. These are folks who keep appointing Democrats to the state Supreme Court. Democrats who have come out of the Obama administration, or they've donated to only Democrats. They keep putting them on the Supreme Court. That's how liberal these people are. And they have just about gutted every Republican out of there, actual Republican or conservative. There's only a few left. Nobody's asking the question, where's the governor? Haul him in. Have him explain how he missed this. It's a big number. Huge number. The fact they're not pointing to the governor tells you he's part of the right group, so he gets to stay. That's how it works. Columbia is profoundly corrupt, and I don't know in my lifetime if we'll ever get it back, especially after the last election. And sadly, again, this vote's a proxy for who's left, who's not corrupt, and the numbers are tiny.